True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dukes and Bell live in Chattanooga. What? Yes, we are in Chattanooga. Exit 1, East Ridge, right here at Twin Peaks. Just met this couple, Mike. They live in Dalton. And he was like, man, I listen to Dukes and Bell every day. I drove by. He's like, Dukes and Bell is here?
Hello.
So they stopped in. They
hey, dude, your wife is hot.
Mike.
What?
Come on.
Try to make friends. Influence others. Just saying.
But they came in. Thank you, guys. He listens to 92.9.
Or your girlfriend. Or your wife and your girlfriend. I'm not sure what's going on.
She's there. Like, hold on. Wait a minute. What are you talking about? But thank you guys for stopping in, man. And, again, we'd love to see you. It's great to meet our listeners out and about like this. This location, can't just say enough about it, man. We were just talking to the wait staff, and they were like, having these doors open in the fall, like today we got this breeze going.
Perfect day, man. Yeah, it's a build-out. We were at the Augusta Twin Peaks during the Masters weekend, and it's basically the same size story. It's a huge build-out, as Carl said. Great spot. So if you are coming up, if you're in the car right now, if you're getting out off of work and you are coming up to Georgia, you got a hotel room up in Knoxville, if you want to take a break from the traffic, because we know by 5 o'clock traffic's going to be heating up. We're here till 6. Come by Twin Peaks, man. Say hi, grab a cold one, and get back on the road with a designated driver.
Yeah, please. Hey, man, we got a lot more to get to here on the show. Thanks to Carl Pickens giving us a perspective. Look, we're trying to be fair and balanced on this show. We want to hear about what they think Tennessee needs to do. We're going to tell you what we think Georgia needs to do. It's all going to play out tomorrow. But, you know, when he talks about the controlling the trenches, Mike, how many years have we talked about this? Georgia has been better up front than Tennessee, which is one of the reasons why they've dominated this matchup.
And thanks to Matt Kilgore. He hits us up, says, red and black Georgia Bulldog here. He said, love the segment with Carl Pickens. Great interview. So, yeah, we're trying to give you a little bit of, as Carl said, the 360 on this game. You always think of Tennessee as they're going to, almost like a fighter that comes out, throwing punches, and then they fizzle. So Tennessee will always, throw some punches, maybe even get up by a touchdown or more, and they fade in the second half against elite competition that has depth like Georgia. But Georgia does, just like everyone else in college football, maybe say for your Longhorns, nobody has that depth right now. So has the gap been closed? We're going to find out. And guys, for Georgia fans right now screaming at your radio, we're not making this the Tennessee Vol suck fest. We're just saying that Georgia has been hard to handicap in the preseason, or albeit, upset, you know what I mean, those first two games. Pre-SEC.
Yeah, no. And again, as part of the dog report coming up, I think Kirby's done a few things. I'll lay this out to you, and I want to see if Josh Heupel adjusts to this stuff. It's not like he doesn't know, but it's kind of Kirby's recipe for Tennessee, and he's had all the success in this matchup as far as the head coaches are concerned. Also coming up, guys, more about the Falcons and Vikings as we go behind enemy lines. Our buddy Alec Lewis from The Athletic, who covers the Vikings, is going to join us in about 15 minutes. This is an interesting matchup for us. And the Vikings right now are riding high, right? You start 0-1, it doesn't mean the end of the season, obviously. But their, you know, locker room and Mike, certainly their practices this week have been festive. They open against us on Sunday night. It's going to be crazy up there in Minnesota, but we'll get behind the enemy lines and find out how everybody's feeling about J.J. McCarthy and where he needs to improve. Look, he didn't play a perfect game. He played a perfect fourth quarter, but the game overall, there were some things he's got to improve on.
Right, and Michael Penix Jr. did miss some throws early in the first half, but then really got it dialed in. And then we said, once, you know, we saw Drake London leave, all of a sudden Kyle Pitts was a huge factor in the second half, specifically on that what should have been the game-tying drive when Coug gacks the kick. By the way, any news on the kicking situation?
No, but I'm telling you, I think Romo – no, not that Romo.
Parker Romo.
Parker Romo is going to be the guy. I said this yesterday and people were freaking out. I just feel like, and this is the only thing I'm telling you guys, why would you travel with a kicker you don't trust?
Right.
It just makes no sense. So put Parker Romo on the plane. Saturday, let's go handle business and go up there, man, and give him a shot. And, Mike, here's the thing.
But you're not going to dress two kickers.
No, right? No.
That's too
much. And
that's why I said.
Pick, guys.
Say again?
He changed his profile pic on Twitter.
Who did? Who?
Parker Romo.
What's it say?
Him kicking in a Falcons uniform.
I just think, look, those things are always interesting from a social media perspective, but I think that he's going to be the guy. And here's the other part of this.
By the way, we should change our profile pics of you and me wearing those old Sears jerseys. I got an old Ken Stabler when I was 10 years old throwing a football. Remember, that, for you younger listeners under the age of 30, there was no Dick Sports. There was no
Mitchell and Ness.
There's no Fanatics.
Yeah.
You'd go to Sears. At the back of the catalog, you'd order your Falcons jersey. It was probably either Bartkowski or Billy White shoes, right?
There was only a couple of choices. There was only
right,
yeah,
like two if you're lucky, right?
But the other part of this is, and we'll get to a fourth and one here in one sec with Romo, Parker Romo. If he goes up there and performs well, we all feel great. But then the pressure's really on because they're not going to release Coug yet, guys. This again is money, and there's a lot of money involved.
It's a dead cap hit to a degree, small but dead.
Correct, and so I said this: don't release him. But let's go put our best foot forward. That's what I believe. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Ross says this competition was going to go on all week long. We're live inside of Twin Peaks, Chattanooga. Another listener just walked in. What's going on, man?
What's up, Joe?
Thank you for coming out here. You can more than welcome to come out and join us as well, man. Let's get to fourth and one. It's the chant that will live forever.
Ever, ever, ever.
Thank you, Jerry.
Stay out for a second because this crowd has something to say.
Thank you, Jerry Jones. Packer fans chanting last night after they beat a very good Commanders team, but they handled them. And, right, of course, Micah Parsons was the guest on Amazon. I don't assume everybody has it. Maybe you didn't watch Thursday Night Football. But Parsons is the guest, and he's sitting there, and they're chanting, "Thank you, Jerry." And it was like, that's cold.
I knew Michael would be successful wherever he went.
Micah.
What's that?
Micah.
Yeah, him
made
too.
Made a commitment to Michael this spring.
It's Micah.
I feel we can't spend as much money on three really good players when I can have 52 mediocre players and two good ones.
Now, I mean, look, Jerry was – we already covered this. Should have made this move before the draft regardless. All of a sudden – and we don't want to be prisoner of the moment – but and I think Jordan Love is still not even hit the ceiling, not even close. Don't you feel Jordan missed some throws? There were two touchdowns he missed.
Oh, yeah.
He had some wide-open receivers.
He underthrew Matthew Golden.
I think Jordan Love has not even gotten close to the full potential of what he can be in the NFL. And already you've got a defense which is just all over the place. And you made Jaden Daniels, everybody's, you know, darling, the babe, the boy, look so average last night, right?
Did, nothing really happened. Did. Jerry, by the way, speaking to the media today, and by the way.
What did I say?
Well, it's too long. Like, I want to paraphrase
this.
Was
that bloviating?
Very much so. But he said, in regards to Micah Parsons and the trade, it's evidence that Riverboat Gambler is back. He's talking about himself.
Wait till you see what I do with the 30th and or 31st pick in the draft, because Green Bay may probably be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they may be.
But we'll have that first round pick. Now, I could have had a top 10 pick
but
had I moved him pre-draft.
But you did.
But I didn't do that.
He says Riverboat. He's talking in third person here, and eventually there will be sound.
He's
of this.
Out of his mind.
But our buddy in Dallas, Clarence Hill. Mm-hmm. took this quote and put it out there, and now people are like, what did Jerry say? But he's talking in third person about himself, saying that he's been thrown off many times, thrown off the boat in the past. He still knows how to swim, and he's still swimming. So Jerry basically is trying to still defend this and say, look, I know you guys don't like the fact that we traded Micah Parsons, but this is who I've been, and I'm going to continue to be that gambler. So either way, but that chant was awesome last night.
I got to be honest. He's talking about getting thrown off a boat. You and I know about 50 Cowboy fans that would basically throw him an anchor right now if he fell off the boat. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, this is – we have crossed over. You and I talked about this years ago. We had Snoop Dogg on the show at the Super Bowl, and Snoop Dogg's a big Raiders fan, and we were talking about Al Davis. And I go, Snoop, it's about time somebody throws him down a flight of stairs. And Snoop goes, oh, that's code.
It is.
Would be effective, though. Because at some point, you've got to get a turn over the management to somebody who really has a clue.
A clue. Speaking of last night, Dan Quinn, our former coach, he coaches the Commanders now. Here's what he said after the game, by the way. They got beat.
Felt like we didn't find the rhythm, John, that we needed to. You know, really from Jump Street, didn't feel like our third downs, our conversions in that space were at a spot that we need them to be. You know, down the field, but I agreed the big plays were really the story in the game. I thought that, to me, was, you know, down the field plays were the big difference. Like I said, just I thought overall, just tough night in terms of style and attitude of how we want to play, identity. So we just missed the mark on those. But I don't want to – I'll give the credit to Green Bay. You know, they played well.
Boy, that sounds familiar.
That's our boy. But Raheem has come off of Dan Quinn's coaching and post-game interviews tree.
Boy, that sounds familiar.
So you do get that. Iron sharpens iron. For what it's worth, Matt – now, you and I spoke about this for years, that we had Matt LaFleur as the quarterback's coach.
He was here.
And when Shanahan takes the 49ers job, we could have made Matt LaFleur our offensive coordinator. But Dan Quinn wasn't prepared to do that because he was still relatively green.
He was young.
But, my God, you think the guy's pretty sharp at what he does. Matt LaFleur is now 3-0 versus Dan Quinn. First two as a DC and now as a head coach.
Yeah,
but there is nothing I enjoy more than doing hard with good people.
I heard Stakey chirping today. A lot of folks feel the command is taking a step back this year. You buy that? Because that was kind of one of the narratives that the Commander's going to take a giant leap backward.
I do no research. It's so much
Everybody, we know, Stake. Everybody can't do what Green Bay did last night,
right,
defensively.
But their O-line, the Commander's O-line needs some help. But just like us, there's nowhere to find any help right now. Whoever you got on your roster, that's it.
Well, and Mike, we talked about, or at least, you know, I mentioned the fact that defensively, this is one of the worst run-stop teams last year. They had issues, man.
Right.
And the thing is, I don't know if this proceeds, that it continues through the rest of the season, but we'll see. Dan Quinn, if anybody's going to figure it out, it's Dan Quinn. Meanwhile, I want you to hear from Patrick Mahomes. Big matchup this weekend and 4th-and-1.
Who do you like?
Well, I like the Eagles.
I
like the Eagles.
I know everybody wrote off the Chiefs as if they're done. It's like they'll never get back to the Super Bowl.
I'm not saying they're going to beat them 50-0.
No, but I mean, but that defense. But here's the thing, though. Jalen Carter without Jalen Carter, it was hard to gauge what that defense was. Because they still have some – remember, they moved some pieces. Hassan Reddick's gone. It's not as, like, lights out of defense necessarily. Or maybe it is. We're going to find out against the Chiefs. But without the wide receivers, though, right?
Yeah, look, remember A.J. Brown really didn't do anything last week.
And you know he's hot. One target.
I feel like the Eagles are just better at this point. Once Rashee Rice gets back, once Xavier Worthy gets back, the Chiefs will look different 6-7 weeks from now.
Right.
Right now, Eagles are a better team, and I think they're just a hard out for everybody.
But don't you think that, real quick, just to double down on the Chiefs, when you get to be at that elite level, remember how the Giants would be absolutely horrible for like the first like 6 weeks of the season?
And turn it on.
And they were like Halloween or like November 1st, and they go to the Super Bowl like twice with Eli Manning to beat the Patriots. Can the Chiefs do that?
Yes, because they have Patrick Mahomes. They absolutely can. Here's Mahomes talking about having to watch and learn from the Super Bowl loss.
Yeah, I mean, I watch every game after, so you have to learn from it. I mean, it sucks that you lose the game, but in order to progress and to be better next time, you have to watch it and learn from it. And so I don't know the exact amount of times, but you watch it, and then you watch it in the off season with the team and with the coaches, and then you watch it obviously this week as well. And so they had a great game plan. They played hard and did a great job of disrupting my timing, and so I have to learn from that, find ways to get the ball out of my hand, and then when the opportunities are there, I think that's something I did miss early in the game, is there was opportunities to make plays, and you got to make those plays, because if you don't, they're not going to allow those opportunities again.
He's right. That's the thing about the Eagles. And the problem is, again, he just doesn't have the guys right now on the outside that he trusts enough to do those things. So I can double Kelce, Mike, and dare you to run the ball against us. Oh, good luck, because Jalen Carter's in the middle.
You brought up something. You know, if Kansas City does struggle, if they lose this game, and again, they've been there, done that, It will be interesting if the Dolphins continue to suck, if Tyreek Hill is back on the market. Wouldn't that be something? You brought this up yesterday. It's an interesting point.
No, it's just like – and by the way, we didn't play this. We'll play it maybe later in the show. Tua asked – the media asked Tua Tagovailoa about what fans think of him, and he answered the question because I think a lot of people are down on Tua. And, yeah, man, I mean, like, if I'm the Dolphins, and let's just say they're 1-5, Mike, or something crazy, I'm not – what do you need Tyreek Hill for?
Coach Bra is definitely fired at that point.
Yeah, he's gone. Hey, we're going to go behind enemy lines coming up here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and find out the latest with the Vikings. Our man Alec Lewis from The Athletic joins us next as we're live in Chattanooga.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. We are live at Twin Peaks, Chattanooga, guys. Exit 1, East Ridge. Come on through. This location is awesome. We keep talking about it. But I want to be honest, Mike, before we get to our guest and go behind enemy lines here. We got listeners that's sitting in front of us and folks that have come out. You were hitting on this guy's wife, but that's a whole other story. And then these guys, these two gentlemen sitting over to our left, I looked over and one of them has a Kentucky baseball shirt on. So I was looking over and I'm like, is this kid coming to ask me for some NIL? What's going on here?
I'm not quite sure. You know, so Connor's and it's Eric and these guys, by the way, 18 years old, which doesn't really help Carl because we get paid on bonuses for 25 to 54. So we need you guys to grow up a little bit. But no, we appreciate younger audience.
We love it.
And these dudes are just so many folks up here in the northern part of the state, Carl, that listen to 92.9 The Game. And don't forget the Audacy app, AUDACY. These guys are big listeners. Their dad listens as well.
Yeah, his brother, and my daughter goes to Tennessee. Oh, excuse me, Kentucky. So I looked at him. I was like, is he supposed to ask me for some NIL? Here, what's going on? But he was like, my brother plays golf at Kentucky. So that's awesome. What's your brother's name, by the way? Cole?
Oh, all right. A good PGA name.
No, it's a great PGA
and
name.
And now Cole Slager.
I'll have to check him
as
out.
As the wind freshens here
but,
at 16.
But thank you guys for coming out, man. Appreciate you coming and hang out with us. Danny, is our guest ready? Okay, we're going to move our guest, hold on, Mike, to 420 today behind enemy lines. So we will find out what's going on with the Vikings, 420.
Cole is a cool name. There's a lot of Graysons out there. There's all these names that never existed when you and I were kids.
No.
In my neighborhood, everybody was either Joey, Petey, Paulie, Mikey, Johnny. That's it. That's pretty much that was it. But now you've got these very, very NFL and very sort of linebacker. If you name your kid like Grayson. That could be PGA, or you could be a quarterback at this stage.
It is. I think people have gotten way more creative with the names over the years. And then, you know, you ever look at this stuff where, like, certain names, certain years are more popular.
Right.
And it stays that way for a few years, and then it shifts, right? But the common names, Michael, Paul, obviously the biblical names, they stay in the mix.
Right.
But it's those really creative names, like Divine Diablo. We asked him about that. It's like, how the hell do you get a name?
By the way, do you think
Divine?
Do you think Divine is going to take my concept and run with it? We said a devil wearing a zero jersey with a halo.
I love it.
See why his eyes kind of popped?
Yeah.
I better make some money off that,
too. He wants some loot out of
that. Hey, by the way, if you're just tuning in, we talked about it before. We'll get to our Vikings guest next hour, as Carl mentioned. But we are looking at, apparently, did James Pierce Jr. get injured on Sunday and just showed up on Wednesday? Or whatever this is. James Pierce Jr., questionable, along with Billy Bowman, our rookie from Oklahoma, which was a bit surprising. The good news is, though, our wide receivers are cleared. So Darnell Mooney and Drake London are good to go, it looks like, for Sunday.
I'm very excited about that. Different offense, guys. It's a different offense when you have Mooney and Drake available. Speaking of being available, the Vikings have ruled out Jeff Okuda, their corner, and linebacker, we mentioned this earlier in the week, Andrew Van Ginkle. Big deal. One of their better linebackers is not playing on Sunday. Also, their offensive tackle, Christian Darrisaw, is out for Sunday night.
That's big for us. Now, here's the thing, though. Can we get home? We spent all week talking about the nuances, and Dave Archer brought this up, and I understand that we did move Baker Mayfield off the spot for much of the game, but we couldn't get Baker off the spot, or at least couldn't contain him when the game was on the line. So getting J.J. McCarthy uncomfortable, virtual Carl just said.
Need it, man.
But J.J. McCarthy, as we spent a lot of time this week, probably feeling pretty good about himself after his first, you know, football game as a pro, because remember, he didn't get to play last year in his hometown of Chicago, beating the Bears, and really, after looking pretty flat and pretty much dead in the water, cranking it up in that fourth quarter with three touchdown drives.
Yeah, I just feel like, Mike, and again, I'm not asking for four or five sacks, but we got to make him uncomfortable somehow, some way. And however, you know, Jeff Ulbrich wants to do that, and we've got some more Jeff Ulbrich to play for you as far as him speaking to the media in regards to this game coming up. And Big O, real quick while we're talking about this, he said this about the front seven getting pressure but no sacks, because everybody's talking about it. Right. And Jeff is our defensive coordinator, but I want you to hear what he said in regards to us being in position to make the play, but then yet we didn't make it. And, you know, he knows we can't continue that. It's week two. Well, it's not a trend yet. I mean, we get to week six, and this is who we are. Then we can start talking more about it. But you got to make those plays. Here's Jeff Ulbrich.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where when you look back upon it, you know, for one reason or another, there's been just missed time with those two. You know, where Billy and X is just, they've been out there every single day working, and you know, they never had an off day. So we're just kind of spoon-feeding the young rushers and getting them part of our rush groups and the waves of rushes that we have. And, you know, and they're just going to keep growing. They're going to keep getting better. And both of those guys are guys that are going to be a huge part of our success going forward.
Now, as we said to the audience this summer, we're so excited about James Pierce Jr. Didn't get to see as much of Jalen Walker just because of the injuries. And then, obviously, he came on later in August. Spoon feeding to these guys? These are first round picks. Let's go get these guys out there. I mean, specifically for Walker and Pierce Jr., these guys need to be contributing, because Ebiketie has a ceiling, and we like Leonard Floyd. Leonard Floyd was a no show on the stat sheet in the first week. That doesn't mean he's not going to have 8 or 9 sacks this year. But is it wrong to be selfish as a fan and say, with all due respect, coach, let's get these guys out there. Let's get things ramped up?
I don't think it's unfair. The one thing about Jalen, we said this. He's learning and doing different things than they're asking James Pierce to do. So that is the one reason. When he uses that term, you know, again, there's a learning process and a learning curve for Jalen that James is not going to have to go through. Mm. We said this. James, they asked him to come in and do what you did at Tennessee. Come in and do what you've done in your entire career. Jalen is being moved around in these different spots. And so maybe, Mike, there is a little bit of that. But as a fan, no, I don't give a damn. Like, put him in position and let's go. I need plays to be made. Like, I'm with you on this. I don't want to get halfway through the season and you're telling me that the guy's still learning the position. If that's the case, then maybe we're going about this the wrong way, right? Mm. That I understand this whole rookie thing, but there are guys that pop. And if some of this isn't happening by game six, then I'm going to have a problem with it.
Well, I mean, look, we had some fun. Lewis Riddick is entitled to his opinions, but a guy who spent a lot of time in a personnel department, now, you know, talking for ESPN, when he goes out there and makes a wild prediction that this guy, James Pierce Jr., is going to lead the – not just rookies. But lead the entire league in sacks. I mean, that does get Falcon fans' appetites pretty wet, and let's go. All right, well, let's hit the ground running against Minnesota. Mark Grimondi talking about the kicking game. You and I were talking about it earlier. Marquise Williams, Carl, speaking with the media.
Okay, our special teams coach.
Saying that Younghoe Koo hit field goals at around 92% between the spring and the training camp. Because obviously the media was kind of picking up on what you and I were talking about the other day. You had all summer to fix this problem, and there's your excuse. Well, no, he was 92% against a guy from Germany. Who's not
Lenny
a professional.
Mike, okay.
With all due respect to Marquise Williams, that's nonsense.
It is, but here's the other part about this. Like, There was no rush, okay? And a lot of these kicks, it was just special teams practice, which is, for those who don't know, literally it's the kicking team lining up, simulating like they're blocking somebody and your kicker follows through. These are not pressure kicks. And I know you try to simulate those things, but for me, I just thought it was too lackadaisical for Koo. That's where right. I was concerned. And most people, you know, a lot of us are there and we're watching the practices. And then when special teams happens, we turn the other way. I was watching Koo. I was like, I'm not turning away. I want to see if he makes these kicks.
Right.
And Koo, the thing is,
I'm watching you.
Mike, he's probably right. That's why they went with him. He looked fine. I was just worried about the ones that he missed that should have been a no-brainer. And so, you know, 90% great. What is he to start the season? That's my question.
I just feel that this thing should not even be an issue. And that's what, you know, when we get into the arguments, we said this on the Wednesday show. You don't want to trap yourself with, you know, what happened before and make that somehow pass as prologue. But, oh, with the same old Falcons. But that is kind of a same old Falcon situation. When you have a known problem and you never found a way to really get better at it. You know, we can debate, you know, if you've got guys under contract and, you know, you're stuck with a guy and you can't get rid of him. That's one thing. But a kicker, he's at $4 million. Eat that money. Get him out of there, Carl. Get some real let's get a real competition in the first place. And then if Koo really asserts himself, okay, he keeps his job. But I just don't think you had a baseline for a proper examination of what Koo was in the offseason. And then it just bit us on the butt against the Bucks.
It really did. Hey, man, coming up, what's going on with Day-Day? We get to our picks. I am finally on the board.
1-6, like the Phoenix.
Won last night.
Rising
Green
from
Bay.
The ashes.
We got two more picks for me. You got two more picks after last night.
Oh, I got a big pick for you, pal.
And we'll talk about some of the games coming up. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the picks of the week.
Week.
Dukes and Bell live.
Live.
Chattanooga. Live. Twin Peaks. East Ridge, exit 1. Come through, man. We'd love to get a chance to see you. I have to say, as the bosses leave, now it is about to get party time.
Now it's time to drop the hammer.
Bosses have left. We're about to get this place off the chain right now.
Shot.
Big shout out to Dave Ashburn and John Parler for coming up and hanging out with us. It is Dukes and Bell, man. Day-Day, we got to get to the picks and where we're going. By the way, lay it out for our listeners. What does it look like right now? You can leave my record out of this.
Well, we
can't. You got your first win.
I was about to say, you got your first win, so we can't really leave it out. But just so you all know, at the top of the mountain for now, because things could change.
Very humble.
Sits me at 5-1. Mike comes in.
He's using a service.
I am not.
Oh.
No, Turtle 1 year did use a betting service,
There's no doubt.
He denies it, but we think he did.
Now,
Go ahead, Dave.
Mike now has won for the weekend in the can, so that puts him at 3-4.
Yeah, I lost last night. I had the over.
Yes. Yep.
Packers and Commanders.
Yeah, and then Oren is at 2-4, and Carl, you're at 1-6. Congratulations. That's Oren. That's not me. That's
yes, I told you guys I was going to get off the snide. Don't worry.
1-6.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to quote LL Cool J. Don't call it a comeback. Don't call it a comeback, okay?
I knew it was coming. All right, so who wants to go first? If you want,
I think worst should be first.
Really, Mike?
We go old school, like
all right,
you know, Old
it.
Testament.
You know go what? Ahead, let's go ahead, Carl. Let's go. What you got?
Well, after last night, and I'm feeling really good, and you know. Look,
oh, by the way, for the listeners here, Carl texted us last night, maybe 15 minutes before kickoff, because he had been studying the Green Bay Commanders line, and when it dropped, he wanted us to take the smaller line.
I got an update. I didn't study it.
Yeah, you
I
mean, were. Really as soon as it dropped, you texted us, it's down, guys. It went down. It went down. That's the line I want.
Mike is notorious for this. Mike has always said
I do
line
it on
moves.
The air. I don't do it off the air. I don't lobby for a point after a run. We're talking amongst three people. I do it entertain Atlanta.
The show was over with.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what? Both of you guys. Or all of you guys. Hey, let's talk about college football, and that's where I'm going to start. I've been debating. We got some great, interesting games.
Carl looking to improve on his 14% winning percentage.
But here's the deal. As much as I love Coach Shane Beamer.
Better be on TV.
No, as much as I – look, I don't do that. As much as I love Coach Shane Beamer, I got to tell you guys, I really like Vandy this weekend. And I don't know if they win the game, okay?
But Vandy dropped the hammer in the second half against the Hokies.
Mike, they played excellent. I'm watching that game last week, and I'm just watching Pavia just destroy that Virginia Tech defense. Look, this is not like a secret anymore. They got a good team. They're well coached. Both teams are 2-0, and South Carolina is only a 3-point favorite. Give me Vandy to cover that. It could easily be South Carolina winning this game by more. But I think it's going to be a hard-fought game, and it's going to come down to Sellers and Pavia. And I got to tell you something. Vandy's quarterback has already proven to me in big situations he can come through.
But so can Sellers. Here's the thing. Is it a home game for South Carolina or is it a home game for South Carolina?
It's a home game for South
Carolina.
Because
even if it's in Nashville, you get 30,000 people going bananas over there. You know how it is up there, Music City.
So I like Vandy, and then I'm picking one more. We're going to go NFL because I don't want to stay college. We'll go NFL. Listen, I'll laugh at this, though. I got to tell you guys, Baltimore, 11.5-point favorite over Cleveland. I'm not taking that game, but they are just begging you to take Cleveland in this game. They feel like Baltimore's so ticked off about losing that game at Buffalo, and they're going, they are going to run it up on the Cleveland Browns. That is a scary number to me, especially when the over-under is only 45.5 points. You're going, wait a minute. Baltimore's going to win by 12 or more, double digits, and the over-under, which means Cleveland doesn't score. It's interesting. But here's the game. I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys to cover against the Giants. Look, they lost against the Eagles, but I thought they played really well. CeeDee Lamb will correct his mistakes. The Giants guys will be forced, Mike, after this loss, to name Jackson Dart their quarterback. I don't think Russ is going to have a great game. I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys because everybody's down on them because they lost to the Eagles. Those are my two picks.
All right, I got you I down. Like and just real quick, guys, Carl, I think I may have told you this. I really like that South Carolina Vandy game. I really think that's going to be low-key one of the best games of the weekend.
No, I'm with you at that. And it's a night game, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, it's a night game.
Yep. All right, what you got, O?
All right, let's see what we can do here to improve upon my week last week.
Good luck.
Good luck indeed. they let me down last week, but I'm going to take them again here. Denver's only a 1.5-point favorite.
Against the Colts on the road.
Yeah, so give me
a lot of people drop. A lot of people drop Bo Nix from their fantasy teams.
So you're taking Denver.
Give me Denver as the 1.5-point favorite on the road. This is a West Coast team going East Coast for an early game, but I don't trust the Titans. Again, they let me down.
Well, it's Rocky Mountains to the heartland, technically.
Yeah. There you go.
So you want
give me the Rams.
Rams.
Give me the Rams minus 5.5
okay.
versus the Titans. Uh-huh. And both of these teams don't really have defenses, so I think this might be a score fest. So give me the over in the Bengals and Jags game, personally because I have Burrow and Chase on my fantasy team, and I want them to blow up. It's a 49.5, so give me the over in that.
All right, so I was the victim last night of a 48.5 number. So you need 6 touchdowns and 3
victim
field goals.
So I'll know very quickly.
Wrong.
Yeah, last night, Carl, I was telling Carl, I knew I was behind schedule last night on that over-under in the first quarter.
Yeah, speaking of text, you texted us. Oh, if he just would have hit him in the end zone right there.
Oh, Jordan Love killed me. And well, I got to be honest, you just knew
as a fan.
He
didn't ask for a redo, Carl.
No, Carl, I just said, okay. I'm getting screwed by Jayden Daniels and Jordan Love right now. I did not get my over-under.
Carl's asking for new lines
to be made. I came up 3 points
short.
My wife's like, no, they can get this. I go, they're not going to score 40 points in the second half.
It's not happening. It's not happening.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, you're up.
Oh, Carl,
already,
mister, I want a new line made for me.
You're already it one
dropped.
In the hole.
Look, yeah, man, down in the hole. All right, man, I'm going to go with a team which I have a lot of faith in, and they won me a lot of money last week. I went heavy, heavy, heavy.
You picking Army?
No. The Oregon Ducks.
Oh.
Rolling into Chi-Town.
Oh.
Evanston.
Northwestern.
Noon, 27.
Classic.
Put me on the Cadillac
matchup.
Board. Dunk's going to crush them
right,
like
now,
a grape.
See, now, you're the one using some kind of bootleg site. I got them at 28 and a half.
Well, thank you. At a 28 and a half.
No,
that's the number, Mike.
Nope. Now, what are you on, son?
I'm on the four-letter network.
No, that's – again, screw that noise. We're going to Vegas.
28.
No, we go to Vegas Insider.
No. You do this every week. Day, whatever the number right, is, you do
no,
the number.
And you gave me the casinos last week. Let's take a look, Carl. In Las Vegas, Nevada. It's Nevada, not Nevada.
What does it say?
It says right now 27. Take a look, Carl. I'm going to show you. What's it say?
27 and a half. That's 28, Mike.
MGM, 27 and a half.
Yes.
Caesars, all right, 27 and a half.
That's
right,
28.
27 and a half.
They're going to beat them by friggin' 40.
We'll do 27
Yeah, Mike, why are you scared about that kicker? Yeah, take
I don't care.
It is.
You know who loves the lake? The Ducks. They're going to love the lake up there in Chi-Town this time of year.
All right.
And then secondly, we're going to take it down to Death Valley. Mm-hmm. And based on what happened in week one, the real Death Valley, this one
you
is
like
not
them.
That hard to understand.
Wow.
LSU is going to destroy Florida. It's a 7-point spread. Billy Napier is lost. They don't trust Lagway. You think they're going to trust Lagway to open it up on the road? You wouldn't let him do it in the swamp?
They're going to have to.
I mean, they're going to have to, but that means turnover city. Because I was talking to T-Bob about this. Billy Napier made his bones at what was Louisiana Lafayette. Carl, now it's just Louisiana. Mm-hmm. So he's still sniffing around the backyard trying to recruit down there. And Brian Kelly wants to crush him bad. So I think that's easy money, man. LSU minus 7, 7:30 against the Gators.
All right, here we go. And for me, guys, I'm with you, Mike. I like the LSU. I think this is a good opportunity for Brian Kelly to go ahead and say, look, the Tigers are for real, for real.
Me and my family.
And I just don't think Florida's going to be able to go in there, man. I think LSU gets up on them early, and then they run that thing. So I'm with you on that one. I'm LSU for minus 7.
Man, if you can't coach at home, how are you going to coach at Baton Rouge?
Man, y'all have lost all
exactly.
faith.
I never faith in Napier. Screw those lizards, man.
I'm heading to the flats for my next one, and I'm going to take the under on the Georgia Tech Clemson.
Like that. That's a good bet.
I think that's going to be a slugfest in the trenches. I think it's about who can get the ground game going. So that's where I'll go on that. And the under on that, it's 51.5. And then, Mike, unlike you, I'm not scared of what ESPN tells me.
Okay.
I'm going to take the Steelers at 3.5. I really still
Steelers
like
against Steelers against?
Seahawks. Seahawks, Seattle didn't look good last week against the 49ers. The 49ers team that lost George Kittle early.
Well, again, Sam, that's the Sam Darnold question. Is Sam Darnold going to, outside of having McCarthy as the brains of the operation in Minnesota, what is he going to be out there out west? That's a great pull. Plus, the wide receiver corps is pretty depleted. Yeah. They lost Metcalf. They got one guy.
Yeah, and no matter what we think and how much fun we make of Aaron Rodgers, dude looked like he got his groove back. Like, seriously.
Right. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry, Day-Day. It's at Pittsburgh. Easy money.
Yeah.
So Seattle's not coming to Pittsburgh, Carl, and doing that job.
All right, so that's our picks, guys.
I like it. Wow. I likes it. I likes it. Damian might win this thing, Carl.
he might
win this thing.
He's got a service. The Pittsburgh game is interesting, man. Like, okay.
I mean, Sam Darnold's going to come into
Pittsburgh.
A Crissier Stadium. By the way, what is a Crissier?
I don't know.
Financial services?
It is. I think it is, yeah.
Heinz Field.
Yeah, it should be. And always will be.
Well, it was until Bane blew it up.
That was a movie. That was a movie.
The Steelers didn't win the Super Bowl. I'm going to blow up the field.
Poor Heinz Ward was the only one that survived that.
I know.
He did. He beat the bombing.
All right, man. We got more to dive into. We are live in Chattanooga. Having a good time.
A new listener rolled in. Hello, sir. How you doing, man? Good to see you. Ice cold beer, Carl, 29 degrees.
Yes, it is. We're going to talk about the Dogs in Tennessee coming up as part of our dog report. Also, we're going to get a chance to talk to Steve Coonan later on in the 4 o'clock hour. And here's the deal. There is something that Kirby has done with Josh Heupel's teams that has given him the reason why he's had the success he's had. I'm going to tell you what that is coming up as part of the Dog Report. Also, as we talk about Georgia Tech, Mike, we mentioned this earlier. How do they win this game? I'm with Day-Day as far as his pick. I do think it's a lower scoring game than 51.5. But part of that is controlling the clock and knowing what they do, and that's running the football. And if they can successfully do that against Clemson, it's going to be a long day for Dabo and company, man.
The guy's hitting us up on the text line saying, Carl, Mike, you didn't take the Falcons or Vikings.
No.
We did not.
No.
Because I'm concerned about us getting McCarthy on the ground, concerned about that finish rate. And then, as we found out earlier, are they saying it's a groin for James Pierce Jr.? Is that what we're hearing?
Yeah. Look, we go from Jalen Walker having this issue at camp.
Right.
And now, apparently, James Pierce Jr. is dealing with something to this effect. Yeah, here's the deal. I love my Falcons. The question marks have to be answered.
Right, before I start putting my money on it.
Well, and I'm talking just about the injury stuff. Like,
right.
Darnell's cleared. Okay, great. Drake is cleared. We hope they're both going to be out there. It sounds like they are. Defensively, okay, what's the deal with Billy Bowman? Mike, he played such a big role last week. Billy Bowman balled out. Need him on the field. If he's not going to be out there, again, changes things a little bit. For me, defensively.
And we said this earlier. A couple guys, like guys, weren't following our argument, saying, "Guys, what's the difference whether it has anything to do with the Falcons' history?" No, the point I'm making is that the Chiefs can start 0-3 and still make the playoffs. We can't start 0-3 and make the playoffs.
They're different.
It's a different dynamic.
Well, they've got a quarterback, guys.
Right.
He's halfway to Brady already. That's a different deal. He's been to, three Super Bowls or four Super Bowls already.
But we always knew the first five games are going to be tough. You know, the first 5 weeks, it's 4 weeks and a bye week. But we always knew this was going to be a really kind of difficult way to start the season. But this was a game that, you know, I always thought with J.J. McCarthy, I thought it was a 50-50 proposition. But now, got to get him on the ground. He's coming off the confidence of Chicago. We talked about that. I'm not worried about Penix Jr. I think Penix Jr. can handle it, especially now we know that on the positive, Darnell Mooney and Drake London are not listed anywhere on the injury report. So that means they're clean, Carl. They're good to go.
Yeah.
Now, if you combine that with what we saw with Pitts,
okay,
that's the potent offense we should be seeing.
It is. They're playing. How effective are they going to
be? I don't expect Drake to be – I think what's Drake? 70%? Who knows?
70%? I don't know. And that's what I'm saying.
But he's still a guy they got to account for.
I want him on the field. Don't get me wrong. But that's what I'm talking about. That pause for me is if Drake comes out, guys, and we throw to him the first, you know, six times and he catches five of those balls and it looks like Drake, then the worry goes away. But are they going to be cautious knowing that, Mike, this is a shoulder thing and maybe he re-injures? I don't know. Having him on the field, we're a better team. But how effective are they going to be? Is Darnell Mooney going to be out there doing Darnell things like we saw last year? What's up, Darnell? That's what I need. So I'm just it's a wait-and-see Sunday night kind of thing. And once our guys get out there, I'm going to feel a lot better about seeing them out on the field and making plays. Mm. All right, we're coming back. We got more to dive into. Coming up, Dog Report. Dogs head to Knoxville for SEC opener against Tennessee. It's one of the reasons why we're here at this Twin Peaks, Chattanooga. You're driving up. Maybe you're on the road now. Mike said it. 5 o'clock right around the corner, man. Stop in. Have a brew.
Right. Great crowd. Great food. Great folks, man. And again, you know, they got a Topgolf, a one-floor Topgolf behind us.
It's crazy.
It's kind of neat. I mean, it's kind of like an old school, kind of deconstructed, kind of like working man's Topgolf location, right? Literally right over our shoulder.
Yeah, you can walk to there from this Twin Peaks. All right, we're coming back, guys. It's Friday. It's Dukes and Bell.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.